From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama has ordered improvements in intelligence and airport security systems after concluding that necessary information fell through the cracks ahead of the attempted terror attack on Christmas Day. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
A declassified summary of intelligence shows the U.S. government was warned that suspected bomber Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was under the influence of extremists in Yemen, that al-Qaeda forces there plan to launch an attack in the U.S., and even the kind of explosives that might be used. The various threads of information weren't stitched together, though, because of what the government calls a breakdown in accountability. President Obama says from now on, intelligence agents must be given specific responsibility to chase down high-profile threats.
We must follow the leads that we get, and we must pursue them until plots are disrupted. And that means assigning clear lines of responsibility.
Mr. Obama also ordered the Homeland Security Department to aggressively pursue advanced technology to improve airport screening. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Top Obama administration officials are planning a visit to Afghanistan to help that nation's agriculture sector, which is seen as a security issue. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters that helping Afghanistan's agriculture sector is an important goal for the Obama administration.
I think it's fair to say that agriculture is the top non-security priority for the United States government in Afghanistan, and I'm looking forward to traveling to Afghanistan to visit with officials from the Afghan government.
The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, said that up to now the U.S. has spent more money on poppy eradication rather than helping Afghanistan restore its once vibrant agricultural sector. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
U.N. investigator Philip Alston says video footage apparently showing Sri Lankan troops shooting captured Tamil Tiger rebels has been authenticated. From the U.N. in New York, the BBC's Barbara Plett reports.
The footage shows the alleged killing of bound and naked men by what appear to be Sri Lankan soldiers, apparently during the offensive against Tamil Tiger rebels last year. The Sri Lankan government denied the authenticity of the video after conducting its own investigation. But Mr. Alston said three independent forensic and firearms experts did not agree. Mr. Alston said the footage added to persistent allegations of extrajudicial killings by both sides in the conflict and urged the Sri Lankan government to facilitate an independent inquiry.
The BBC's Barbara Plett reporting. Some analysts are predicting a brighter outlook for the labor industry when the government releases its jobs report. A Thomson Reuters survey shows economists believe the December unemployment rate edged up only a tenth of a percent. This is NPR. An employee at a factory in St. Louis killed three co-workers and wounded five more yesterday before apparently turning the gun on himself. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman has this report.
Police have not confirmed the gunman's identity, but he's been widely named as 51-year-old Timothy Hendren, an employee at ABB Incorporated's St. Louis facility. The Swiss company makes electrical transformers. St. Louis Police Chief Dan Isom says officials are not sure of a motive, but have no evidence that Hendren's family knew he was planning an attack. He says the full investigation will take a while.
We're working with the managers and representatives of ABB to piece together the puzzles of what happened today, and certainly we'll be doing quite a few interviews.
Police recovered an assault rifle, a shotgun, and a handgun on the scene. Isom says there are no more victims inside, but law enforcement is sweeping the building to make sure Hendren did not leave behind any explosives or other weapons. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lipman in St. Louis.
Six deaths are being blamed on bitter cold gripping much of the nation. In Ohio, police are advising people to stay home if they can. Wisconsin is bracing for up to a foot of snow. South Dakota and Minnesota had to contend with heavy snow and ice, as well as freezing temperatures. Some drifts were too high for plows to handle. State troopers were urging travelers in Bismarck, North Dakota, to carry at least a half tank of gas and warm clothes, blankets, and other supplies. The coldest spot in the nation yesterday was Bismarck, where the temperature was 14 below zero, with wind chills of minus 52. In Tokyo, the Nikkei is up 116 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.